This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Amanda Suffolk from Eye on the Target Radio.
Neither of us are Bill Frady. Bill is still struggling with walking pneumonia. It's a requirement for being with you. You have to be able to breathe and talk. And actually, you have to be able to sleep at night. Bill's been struggling for so many days, he just needed some downtime. Hopefully, he'll be back with you tomorrow. We have who with us now, Amanda?
Yeah, in the meantime, Bill's trusting us with his baby here, and I just hope we don't run it off the rails. We have, as our guest for this hour, Miss Juliana Crowder, who is the originator. I don't know what you call yourself, right? Is it the president,
Foundress?
The originator, founder.
I'm technically called the founder of a gun. And okay. I operate as the president of the organization.
So,
on all things. And then my partner in all of this, Robin Sandoval, is the executive director.
Well, I've had the pleasure of kind of knowing and hanging a little bit with Julianne and Robin for several years, and I continue to be more and more impressed with the things that you guys do. So why don't you share a little bit about what is a girl in a gun and kind of what give everybody a snapshot of kind of what you do.
Who and what we are. Gosh, we've been told recently that we're the best kept secret of women's activities and clubs within the industry. And we're on a mission to change that this year. So Girl in a Gun hosts chapters across the country for events like Girls Night Out at the Range. We have other fun things called Breakfast and Bullets. That just means we meet in the morning, or we meet on a weekend and we call it tea time, you know, target time. You know, it's just fun ways for us women to get together at the shooting range and combine camaraderie and a social experience along with a passion and love for firearms. I started back in February 28th, 2011, hosting my first Girls Night Out at the Range just as an attempt to meet more women. I was a firearms instructor at the time and, trying to meet more women to bring them into the educational opportunities as well as the women who are already coming through my programs had something now to do after they had learned to shoot. It was really important for me to balance self-defense education with the recreational shooting sports and make sure that those women had options and opportunities for all of it.
How did you go from, in your town in Texas, having a girls' night out to now being the president and founder of one of the largest women's organizations across the country?
Yeah, you know what? That takes my breath away to hear you say that.
And in that many years, that is, it's just
yeah, we're
amazing.
In our seventh year. So yeah. I was very fortunate that I networked with some, you know, very great mentors. And I mean, I jumped into every training class I could. I traveled across the country working matches for IDPA and USPSA and then eventually 3-Gun. So I was meeting all the right people and just saying, you know, here's what I'm doing. Do you want to be a part of it? And in those early days, in those first few months, IDPA Tactical Journal did a write-up on me. And a girl in Houston saw it, and a girl in San Antonio saw it, and a girl in Amarillo saw it, and they were like, we want to do this with you. You know, you've seemed to figure it out. You know, can we open a chapter? And I thought, okay, let me think about that. So from February, you know, just me starting casually hosting these events at the Range to September 1st of that same year in 2011, we launched a membership-based organization. And then by the next year, we went national. And I give all the credit to Robin Sandoval, who came on. She was actually one of my girls that came to Girls Night Out. But this was her, you know, this was her strength in what she did for a living, and basically took me on as a client and then became my partner through all of it because she just fell in love with the mission. So it's been, but you know, by the grace of God, obviously, that we've had the amazing opportunities that we've had. And just other women that want to participate and join us in what we do, because our heart mission is just so focused.
Well, you describe it like you do one thing, and I know that can't be true because, okay, there's – as soon as you are taking everybody at every level. Oh, you enjoy part of the competitive aspect of the shooting sports. Oh, you just the basic education, how to handle a firearm safely. That's soup to nuts and everything in between, and now you have to treat all those people competently.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? For us, it just works because that was my history. That was my background. I'm a firearms instructor first, and I'm a competitive shooter, hand in hand with that. So obviously teaching people to do things the right way and instilling them responsibility and appreciation for their Second Amendment rights, you know, and like I said, the huge responsibility of carrying a firearm to defend yourself is naturally partnered with all of the exceptional opportunities with shooting in recreational, whether it be sporting clays or IDPA or, you know, whatever, USPSA, because you spend so much time on the range with your gun and your gear and safety commands and unloading and loading, and you intimately know yourself, your guns, your gears, and you're held accountable with your peers. So it naturally overflows back into that self-defense side that you're just more comfortable, you're more competent, it's more natural. And we see more people sticking with this option of self-defense longer. And because they enjoy the fun side of it, you know, they're going out to the range because they want to, not because they have to.
Out of enthusiasm, not out of obligation.
Correct. Going, oh, I haven't shot my gun in 6 months. I guess I better go throw some rounds down range, you know, because they're inspired to do more than just keep it locked, you know, in that drawer or holster it every day and never touch it. So they're inspired more to be more fully present in what we're asking them to do or what they've decided they're stepping up to the plate. You know, that's one of the things I tell people. This is a lifestyle. You put that gun on your body, you put that gun in your home, in your car, in your, you know, on a purse or a bag. Your lifestyle has changed, and with that comes a whole new set of rules and responsibilities and how we just walk through daily life. And you know, some people are out. They're just, I'm not willing to make that commitment. But when you can get them excited about all the other fun stuff, then it, you know, they don't care. It's one and the same to them now. It's just the way it is. You know, they love it wholeheartedly for all of it.
Well, you tie together in your groups in that, you tie the safety with the social in such a manner to where they're learning, they're coaching and guiding one another, and they're having a ball doing it.
You know, I was told in the beginning that this would not work, especially with a group of women. You know, for some reason, I guess women don't get along. But in large groups, or, you know, we run in small packs, apparently. But we have been able to do just that, Amanda, is teach these girls how to communicate properly with each other, to learn how to correct somebody when they're doing something. I don't want to do something wrong on the line. I don't want people making faces about, you know, poor gun handling. I would want somebody to tell me. And we've found language to do that, you know, to make everybody feel welcome, teach them, raise them up, and make them feel like they're part of the community, not, you know, part of a club that they don't belong in. And we see that a lot at the gun ranges with, you know, people in general.
We're going to have to come back and hear more about that. We only have 10 seconds to the break. And I want to hear how you did that across the country, because you can't do that alone, Juliana.
Okay.
Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio with Juliana Crowder of A Girl and a Gun.
needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here we go.
I'm Amanda Suffacool, and I have Rob Morris on with me, and we are guest hosting for Bill Frady. And as our guest, we have Miss Juliana Crowder, president and founder of A Girl and a Gun. So, Juliana, we've been watching. I've been watching from my sofa in Ohio as you were traveling all around the country. And tell us where you've been and what you've been doing.
Well, I was with our whole shooting family in Las Vegas at SHOT Show earlier this month, which, you know, is always a treat, big family reunion. And I was home for a couple of days, and I headed off to Florida I was there for about, I guess, a full week. I started in Tallahassee and worked my way all the way down to Naples, Florida, and was visiting with our chapters down there. I was in a different city every night, having girls' night out and meeting and greeting with our members there and spending time with my leadership. And it was just the boost of revitalization of, you know, kind of my New Year's resolution, just to spend time with our girls on the, you know, our boots on the ground. If it wasn't for our facilitators running chapters and doing our heart mission locally, you know, and expanding it, you know, just from what Robin and I do here in Austin, you know, we wouldn't be what we are without them. So, you know, our leadership is everything to us, and we have some of the best women in the industry as firearms instructors leading our girls.
Can I ask, before we move to something else, can I ask, how many states are you represented in?
We are currently in 48 states. Now, I cannot tell you which two we are not in, because that part I didn't pay attention to. I just know we're in 48, and every time I think, well, it's not that state, I'm like, yeah, we got a chapter there too. So they're coming on faster, you know, than I can manage. You know, Robin is the keeper of a lot of that information, but I can tell you we service over 155 ranges nationwide. We have 120 plus chapters and growing, with 5,600 women that are registered members, plus thousands more that participate with us either virtually, online, or, you know, a little less casually and not full membership. So, I mean, we're touching thousands of women's lives every year.
Now, if they want to look at you or look for you online, how would they find you?
We have a very extensive website at agirlandagun.org. We have wonderful resources there for training and blogs and articles, as well as how to find chapters. If someone is feels called to leadership, we have information on how to start a chapter. We're very excited that in April at our national conference, we're going to launch our own certification instructor development program. So we've spent 7 years, you know, kind of developing the Girl in a Gun way based on all of the influences from all of the master instructors. And we really do have a special way of how we do it. And we have Tatiana Whitlock coming on as our national training director, and she's helping us write this unified curriculum that all of our ladies will be able to use and just kind of keep this mission going forward of raising up more females into that leadership position, if that's where they want to go, and really providing excellent firearms education.
I'm once again in awe, because last year I was at conference. Rob and I were lucky enough to be invited to come. And then I got to be the RSO for Tatiana as she was teaching a class. And she has a way about her that I've watched a lot of instructors. I've watched how they instruct and how they interact. And she gets it on so many levels, that she connects with her students and her students connect with her. And the decision that you guys made to bring her on, or that she made to join you, it's a winner. In my opinion, you couldn't do any better.
You know, that is such an amazing thing how it all came to be. She's been with us for 5 years as a guest instructor at conference. And, you know, we don't really get to spend that much time together, except for those few days. And I'm a huge fan of her, just like you are, for those same reasons. And I kind of, like, with hands twisting one day, sent her this text, you know, Facebook message going, so would you really think maybe you might want to? And she was, like, almost jumping through the computer going, yes. And so it was such an exciting thing for Robin and I and Tatiana these past few months to be realizing all of what's coming, you know, that we're all bringing to the table together. And yeah, we couldn't have a better female leading the charge on this certification program. She's the real deal. I mean, she's everywhere. She gets it. She's got that human factor, the mom factor. You know, she's strict and responsible on the line, but not enough that's going to embarrass you or make you cry. I mean, we are so simpatico on our teaching methods and our method, you know, our passions. But yeah, it was a perfect fit. I mean, I couldn't be happier about it.
Oh yeah, I mean, her method is that safety with respect, and it's just yes. Fabulous.
Yes.
So as people are trying to connect or figure out how to connect with you, you guys have a pretty decent Facebook presence.
Yeah, so our Facebook page, you know, we've been, again, the best kept secret. You know, we don't want to, you know, feel like we're burdening people with posts, but apparently they like them. So we've stepped it up, and we've got a great Facebook page. We've stumbled in, or, you know, wandered into the whole Instagram world. Our social media videos are going to be on fire this year. Tony Pignato with Shooting USA is on board with us, and he's covering all of our events. And it's, you know, we're just so blessed to have a voice and have people there that want to help us share it. So, yeah, social media is going to be big for us this year and kind of putting our faces out there a little bit more.
Okay, well, I want to share something that I saw on social media that made me laugh out loud. And that was, you kind of know that you're a gun person or a self-defense person when you buy a new sofa and you find things in yours. Tell everybody the story of the sofa and the machete.
Okay, sofa and the machete. Yes. So I am the mother of two boys, 21 and actually 19 in 2 days. And my 19-year-old is an avid paintballer. He's on the road to, you know, professional paintball career. And, you know, so he's always got stuff everywhere. He's my messy kid, right? And he's always got a paintball gun or a airsoft gun, kind of his gear. And every once in a while, one will slip into a cushion because, you know, whatever. So about a month ago, he was helping one of his buddies move, and he came home with all of these knives. I'm like, swords and machetes. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, well, I have this collection now. I'm like, lovely. Well, apparently one of those slipped somehow in a, like, behind the couch or... Anyway, the movers came to take the old furniture out, and there was a knife handle sticking out of the base. Like, there was never a blade pointed at, you know, going to hurt anybody. But he's like, there's a knife sticking out of your couch. And I pull it out, and it's this really good-sized machete. And I'm like, if you only knew my life. Like, yeah, most people might think, I mean, I got messages like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, well, we have boys. And, I could say it was well planned out that I just happened to have a knife there, but no, it was boys, just boys.
Okay, we're going to have to hear more about the care and feeding of boys and machetes when we come back from this break on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morris. We have Amanda Suffolk and Juliana Crowder with us. The
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Amanda Suffolk from Eye on the Target Radio, and my co-host is
Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories.
Okay, and we have a guest, Juliana Crowder, who is the president and founder of A Girl and a Gun. So, Juliana, I was talking to you on the break a little bit about you had a conversation with the TV show guy. I don't know exactly what you said he was. So let's kick off with that.
You know, I've never shied away from media and doing hard interviews or, you know, just having conversations. And a lot of times people don't want to work on a documentary or be a part of a media story because they're afraid of how you might be spinned in that story. And I've always come out okay and had very good luck, especially because of the way I set it up, you know, make sure, you know, who I'm going to work with. So I had another young man contact us a couple of months ago from the UK, and he was going to be here in Texas on another project and was working on commissioning another story about the rise in women in gun ownership. And you know, he even said, you know, it feels like over there, you know, these are just the biggest stories, and it's like what everybody's talking about. And he's like, I think I want to join in because he's done some other stories on East Coast and gun-related stories and that kind of thing. So he wanted to focus this one on women and reached out. So we were talking today about, you know, what he's doing, what the purpose of, and he's like, you know, I really thought that there'd be more hype or more, you know, I don't, you hear about this explosion of women. And I'm like, well, where you see that is, you know, in the number of permits that are being issued, you see more women are getting their permit. And yes, women are buying more firearms. But we don't necessarily always see more of them at the shooting ranges or in the matches. You know, that part I think is still evolving, but I mean, where we have chapters and, you know, where there are great women's groups, you know, stuff like what Mandy's doing, you see that explosion, but it's not across the board yet. You know, we're still in these little sleeper cells of gun girl groups, right? And he's like, yeah, I just really thought with all of the things we hear that there's all these women running around with guns. And I'm like, yeah, give us time. We're getting there. But well, it was.
Amanda. I'm sorry. Juliana. As soon as someone gets comfortable around a firearm, you know, at first they're hyped about it. Yeah, they'll tell their friends. And now they're concealed carrying. And that whole issue sort of disappears.
Well, I think they maybe become a little bit more cautious or mindful that, you know, if you advertise the fact that you have guns in the car, you might have more theft in your vehicle or, you know, in your home. So they just become more cautious of what it means to be a gun owner and the responsibilities to not call attention to yourself. And one of the questions that he asked me today was, you know, how do you talk about when to use a gun? You know, is it the first thing you do or the last thing? And I said, it's absolutely the last thing anybody ever wants to do. But depending on the situation you find yourself in, it might be the only thing. So women, when or anybody really that comes into the gun culture kind of comes in with this, you know, cowboy idea and it's fun and look at what I got. And then all of a sudden realize, I don't think I want everybody to know what I have. And there is a level of, you know, discretion that comes along with it, that we don't have to brag.
Oh, I think you're so right. I was on a radio show where I had a co-host that was a fill-in that was not a gun person, and their first question was, "So, how many guns do you have?"
Yeah. Yeah.
My response was, "So, how much money's in your 401k?" And he looked at me for a minute, and then it was like, yeah, there are some questions that are perfectly legal to ask, but they're rude. And you stepped over the line.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that I was able to tell this young man. He's only 26 years old, full of life, and already some life experiences traveling the world as a videographer, that you have a voice to share the whole story. You know, when someone like he has a picture on that somebody shared of a giraffe that was illegally poached and shot, and there was outrage of, you call this, you know, hunting, and you call this conservatism, you know, being a conservationist, and they were almost acting like we condone these illegal acts. And I looked at him and I said, I don't condone that act. I think it's horrible that giraffe was poached and shot illegally, you know. And he looked at me like, oh, okay. I said, not all gun owners think that, you know, everybody gets to have free reign. We have rules. We have laws. We have, you know, processes, procedures that you just don't get to act badly just because you have a gun. And I said, you have a voice to tell people that. And if you share these pictures and these social media posts saying that anybody that believes in conservation, that this is what they believe in, you're spreading a lie. And, you know, you have a responsibility to tell the truth. And I saw some light bulbs kind of come on in his eyes. And you know what? In one small way.
You're so right with you've got the responsibility to tell the truth, because the thing is that with some of the trophy hunting, they have vilified it. So trophy hunters are anti-poaching, yet they're trophy hunters. Some countries depend on the hunters and their income to support a lot of things that they do in those countries. But at the same time, poachers are looked down upon because they're lawbreakers. So trying to define kind of where all of those lines are and how it fits. I mean, it's sort of like saying I'm pro-bank, but I'm anti-bank robber. You know,
correct.
I mean, that's
so
the line.
It was fascinating because he's like, yes, it was an illegal hunt. It was a poach. And yeah, it had nothing to do with conservation. I said, then why did you share that post? And that's when he kind of had that moment of, I get it. I have to, you know, be true to my craft, and I need to be a little bit more responsible or understand the stories on both sides. So, you know, I never shy away from a media interview or a documentary opportunity, because you just never know, you know, where your voice is going to go in the world.
So when is your next TV series coming out, and
right?
And your weekly podcast will start when?
You know what? Thanks to you poking and prodding, and a couple other people just really supporting us through it. I hope that is a goal that Robin and I can achieve this year. You know, there's a fear factor of the unknown in everything. You know, a lot of people have the fear factor of the unknown in guns. We have that in the media world. So every opportunity we get to learn, we're ready.
Well,
I think it's a matter of time.
Think of all the women that are brought into the shooting sports by their friends. That's how they find you, right? And that's why they feel embraced. And if we can help you in the media world, you've got some arms. Hey, there's something amazing about your organization. People come to you all kinds of ways. It is a perfect cross-section of the gun culture, from top to bottom, one into the other, age, need. I mean, some people are just curious, and some people are, you know, desperate almost. You see everything. Wow.
We do. So, I mean, I've had women come to me because they are being stalked. Maybe they came out of a bad relationship, and this is the next part of their self-defense plan and to feel a little bit more empowered. I've had women who had their husband drop them off and said, get in there and learn something, because this is in our house and you need to, you know, and then all of a sudden find themselves being fallen in love with it. That was my story. My husband said, get in there and learn. You know, we have women that just want to make friends. So we see it all. We truly mean it when all are welcome.
We're going to have to go to break here in about 20 seconds. When we come back, I want you to, remind us how to find you, but then tease us with how you think you're going to expand, because you couldn't have imagined you'd be here when you started. And I want you to just, you know, blue sky, speculate, dream. Where do you think you're headed? Wow. Juliana Crowder, A Girl and a Gun, Amanda Suffacool, Eye on the Target Radio, Rock Moore, Self-Defense Gun Stories, back with Bill Frades, Lock and Load Radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morris.
And I'm Amanda Suffolk.
We have Juliana Crowder with us. She's from A Girl and a Gun, an amazing organization, and wow, by necessity, involved in so many things. Juliana, you were just telling us that you end up educating your members, educating journalists, sometimes counseling people who come to you for some pretty immediate help in self-defense. I was going to ask you, have you had some journalists join your group?
I'm sure we have. I mean, I know that we have so many amazing women from such a diverse workforce that come all the way from awesome stay-at-home moms to corporate moms or corporate women. So I know that we've had a few journalists kind of come in and be part of it, but it's not like they're screaming from the mountaintops, I'm here for a story. They just, a lot of the times journalists will reach out to us because they're doing a story, and then they end up joining our group as just one of the girls. So it kind of flips around backwards that way.
They stay for the same reason everybody else stays.
Correct.
Where do you think your organization is going? Because by the way, there are no grades for accuracy. Because who would have guessed, right? Who would have guessed
right.
We'd be here 16 years later? So, but if you had to guess, where do
wait,
you think you're
wait,
going?
Wait, wait, wait! It's not 16 years. It's 6 years.
Say, okay.
They are on a rocket ship.
Yes. Okay. My bad.
Well, I've been in the industry for a little over 12, so if we do math, I can see where you got that. You know, we're in our seventh year. I always kind of see myself doing big and bold and best of everything, no matter what it is. I almost think it's a curse sometimes. But a lot of the things that we've developed, whether it be our Warrior Weekends or our Back the Women in Blue program or our Three Gun University, the Fall Fest, these things all came out of necessity, or someone said, hey, I have this problem. And like a light bulb just turns on. I'm like, well, we have a solution, or we can do that. So I don't know where we're going to be. Just, I know that education is so important to us, and having the certification is our focus right now, and just reaching more people. But for the most part, it's important that we stay grassroots and that we stay focused on the mission, which is just bringing women and families into the shooting culture and making them part of community so that we're all stronger, all of it. I mean, we're not separatists from the dudes. We love our dudes. We just love our girl time, you know. And for us to be able to build on that, I mean, I don't know. A woman can walk in tomorrow and say something to me and it'll strike an idea. And before you know it, I have a new program brewing and just pulls her head and says, I don't have time for this. But it's just how it works out.
Well, I think that one of the things that is different between women and men is how women learn, and the fact that they want to learn in like some kind of a step program so that they're sure of their footing before they take the next step forward. And that your program provides that so that they've got a good, solid foundation for them to expand on. How did that come about?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, when they think about going to the shooting range, the experience is somebody just puts a gun in your hand and says, point it this way, pull the trigger, and see if you hit the target. So when we take the approach of, we don't care if this is your first time or your 100th time, if I see, you know, something within your ability or marksmanship, I want to correct it to be as perfect as it possibly can be. So when you break that down, and I call it, you know, how the magic happens. When you break down that those five steps of how to stand and how to grip the gun and what you see in the sights and what you feel on the trigger, and then always remembering that follow through, and you coach them on that perfection every time. You know, I can't work on your trigger finger if your feet are wrong, and I can't work on your grip if your posture's wrong. They all come together. So when you explain that, they thrive on that, and they're like, okay, what's the step? Make sure I'm in this, you know, do this before I do that. And then you just see that seriousness of, I want more. What's the next step of education? Because when you understand those five things, like where I said, the magic happens, the rest of it is, I mean, door wide open.
And you see their confidence grow. I mean, it's amazing. We had some gals in the class that said, you know, when we got started, we were shooters, but we weren't loaders. That their sole function was they pulled the trigger. Somebody else loaded the gun, handed it to them. They shot it, and then they handed it back. And
yeah,
now,
Sorry, man, I can finish your thoughts.
Go ahead.
I think it was a great one.
No, it's just amazing watching them go from that to, here, I take my gun apart. I can clean it. I can put it together. I understand the mechanics of it now.
Oh, my gosh.
Touch on that.
You just made my whole face just lit up when you said that. Yes, I've got these women that are, like, you know, posting in their chat groups about these guns that they got and how they're taking them apart, and they have their cleaning tables all spread out. And I'm like, oh, boy, I'm sure glad you like doing that. Because, you know, I hate cleaning my guns. But these women thrive on it because they know it's theirs and they know how to do it. And they can be responsible for it, and they have power and control over this. And now they can be a full partner to whoever it is they're shooting with. You know, they're not just that little lady that somebody has to take care of. They can take care of themselves.
Yeah,
the shine may wear off on the thrill of gun cleaning pretty quick, but I can understand that pride when you learn it.
Yeah, Amanda, when you have as many guns as you do, huh? I guess you don't want to.
I have one.
I don't want to clean them.
My answer to anybody when they ask, how many guns do I have? It's, I have one gun, the gun I'm handling today.
That's right.
Because that's the answer. This is the only one we're going to talk about today.
I love it. I love it.
So what do you think? I mean, Rob started to talk about what the future is, but can you give us a snapshot? You know, can you give us a 3-minute vignette of what you want to accomplish and put it out to the universe? What do you want to accomplish in the next year, the next 5 years?
Oh, gosh. Well, regional summits. Girls love coming to national conference, and we host 350. We could probably host a little bit more without, you know, completely going crazy. We have over 40 instructors that come, and we offer those sessions simultaneously over the weekend. We have a lot of moving parts. We do something that nobody else in the country does when it comes to firearms training with the amount of people that we process. Not everybody can come. So regional summits, would be something we would love to do, just so that we have more time to meet with our members and meet more women. Launch more chapters, that's for sure. There are so many people out there, and there's not enough of us to service all of them. I don't know, maybe that's a really hard question.
If somebody's interested in having a chapter that's near them, what are the rules? What do they need to do? How do they step up? What are the expectations?
We need them to be at least an NRA, a certified instructor, or a USCCA certified instructor, or have maybe gone through a class like Range Master or another certification instructor program. Because that ensures those baselines of adult learning principle, you know, that's the first step. From there, we raise them up if they are maybe a new firearms instructor, you know, kind of learning the ropes. But we just need somebody who is passionate, who knows enough about firearms and firearms education to help lead those newbies in, and then be willing to invest in themselves to become the best they can be, so that way they can continue to, you know, bring more people in and offer more programs to their local girls. So competitive shooters, we're looking for them. We're looking for firearms instructors, you know, or a mom or a woman who just says, I think if I can learn it, I can teach it. That was my story. If I could learn it, I could teach it. And here I am 12 years later.
That's pretty cool. So you guys promote competition and playing in some of the shooting competitive games, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's a big part of it.
And why?
Well, because it just brings you into the community as a whole. And it, like I said, it makes you aware of your guns, your gear, your safe handling skills, and just the pure fact it's fun. I mean, the people that you meet on the range at these local shooting matches are some of the best people in the whole wide world. They're willing to share their experiences, their knowledge, tell you which gear is better, help you through. And it's fun just
Juliana,
to be under a little bit of stress. Yes.
Juliana, where can people find out more about you?
GirlOnTheGun.org.
Because I hope that our listeners, half of them or more, are going to come pounding on that website now. We'll be back after the break with Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. Thank you.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.